Welcome, everybody, to Advent Daily 2023.
We are so honored to be able to serve you this season through Advent. We're going to be looking at St. Alphonsus's Advent sermons, sharing with you what stood out to us and why St. Alphonsus has this great gift of talking about heaven, hell, death, judgment, grace, and the mercy of God, all the important stuff. And this journey is about preparing our hearts to receive the graces that God has for us on Christmas. So we're so thankful you're here. We will be showing up to serve you 5 days a week. This is Sunday. You got an extra one. But Janelle's going to start off first.
Sure.
St. Alphonsus's first message focuses on the last judgment.
This day shall commence with fire from the heavens, which will burn the earth, all men then living, and all things upon the earth, and the earth and the works which are in it shall be burnt up. All shall become one heap of ashes.
So I found this interesting. Have you ever thought before about the second coming of Jesus when you were little?
Oh, yeah. I was like, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen?
Okay, because for me, I always thought, like, this is going to be a good time.
Oh.
Jesus is going to come back in glory, and I'm not going to have to die, and I'm just going to get assumed into heaven. You know, I just thought it was, like, pretty a sweet deal if you're around when Jesus comes back. But in St. Alphonsus's mind, not quite like that. In his mind, the earth and everyone in it and things in it get purified by this fire. And he bases this upon 2 Peter 3:10, which does seem to indicate that. And so this really did catch my attention. Now, some might think this is kind of a cruel thing. Why do people have to die at the end of time since Jesus is coming back anyway? Why not just judge them there? Well, I think it's fitting because we're not above our master and Jesus died. And so I think we have to go through everything that Jesus has done. Now, these are just my thoughts. This is not St. Alphonsus, but if Jesus died, it seems fitting that those at the end of time have to go through everything that Jesus did, which is death.
Oh, Jesus, what will become of me on that day? Shall I be placed on thy right hand with the elect or on thy left with the reprobate? I know that I have deserved to be placed on thy left, but I know also that thou wilt still pardon me if I repent of my sins. Therefore, do I repent of them with my whole heart and am resolved rather to die than offend thee any more.
St. Alphonsus is reminding us of that last day, that final judgment, which is going to happen. I think we can get so busy in our days with our duties and our chores and our responsibilities that we forget all roads lead to this point. Every person's road. No one is going to detour around this moment. We are going to be judged left or right-hand side. And that's a good reminder because that should influence how we live our life, always living with the end in mind. And I'm reminded of Queen Blanche, the mother of King St. Louis IX. She's credited as educating her son. And she said that, I love you, my dear son, as much as a mother can love a child, but I would rather see you dead at my feet than you should ever commit to mortal sin. Mm. Is this how we should live our life? Well, she loves her son. She wants the best for her son. She wants her son in heaven. And so what removes us from heaven? Mortal sin. Mm-hmm. St. Alphonsus is saying something very similar, that he does not want to commit ever mortal sin. So that we do not lose our salvation. And then, of course, St. Alphonsus points us to our great hope, which is the mercy of God. But Jesus says, those who seek shall find. Mercy is not just this blanket thing that it just falls upon everyone and we benefit of it unless we ask. Do we seek God's mercy? Advent's a penitential time. And so let us do that. Let us seek God's mercy during this time. Mm-hmm. For the forgiveness of our sin.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember as a child, my mom always encouraging us to give something up during Advent. And it seemed like it wasn't really a common practice among, like, my friends and things like that. That was more for Lent. But more recently, like, I remember our parish priest just reminding us that Advent is actually a penitential time. It's time for penance. It's time, you know, it should be kind of like Lent again, you know? And I think we need to get back to that because I think a lot of us, you know, there's just so many Christmas parties and like concerts and things like that happening up leading up to Christmas. And then Christmas happens and nobody wants to celebrate it anymore. which is bizarre because actually the Christmas season only begins on the 25th of December. So, yeah, it's a good reminder.
And I think Advent differs than Lent in that we have these themes of joy and hope because of the birth of our Savior coming in the future.
Yeah.
But it's still a penitential time.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Saint Jerome spent his days in the cave of Bethlehem in prayer and penance and trembled at the thought of Jesus coming at the last day to judge the world. So I was listening to this talk recently, and Father Ripperger was mentioning how 98% of couples live together before they get married. And then he said, and 97% of Catholics live together before they get married. And it just made me think, like, we have no fear. And also not just the fear, but how greatly this offends God when we sin. It's like we've completely forgotten what sin is, completely. And right now we have a daughter who's going through sacramental prep, and she's going to be making her first confession next weekend. So if you want to pray for her, that'd be awesome. And so we're in the midst of teaching her the act of contrition. And I just love the one line in there because I think, you know, like we can think like, oh, we need to go seek God's forgiveness. We need to make amends for our sins, obviously. But this line I love. But most of all, because I have offended thee, O my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. So it's because we love God so much that we don't want to offend him. We don't want to hurt him. It's like, I don't want to hurt him, right? I love him so much. And how much more should I love God? And every time we sin, it's actually a direct wound to the heart of God.
So as we journey through Advent, remember that God is all deserving of your love. Mm-hmm. As we go through this time and examining our hearts, this is about him. It's not so much about us. All life is about him. And so let's remain focused on that, that it is us who offended God, not God who offends us.
Consider that the divine word, in becoming man, chose not only to take the form of a sinner, but also to bear all the sins of men, and to satisfy for them as if they were his own. He shall bear their iniquities. Cornelius a Lapide adds, as if he had committed them himself.
It's good to remember that when Jesus died on the cross, he doesn't die in a generic way or a general way for all of humanity. I mean, he does die for everyone, but there's a personalized expression of his love on that cross where St. Alphonsus is reminding us that Jesus bears the consequence of our personal sin as though it was his own. We can take this thought in a slightly different direction and say that had we been the only person in the entire world, Jesus would have still given his life for us, taking upon himself the consequence of our personal sin, set aside original sin. And so this should move us with a great desire to love God. The default position of humanity is damnation. But God is the one who's intervened out of love to bring us salvation. So when you look at the cross, realize this was all done for you. Now, I know you know this. This is why you're here. But we're here as reminders, not as instructors, because isn't it true that we need to be reminded more than we need to be instructed? Mm-hmm. So friends, as we journey throughout Advent, consider Janelle and I showing up to you 5 days a week as reminders. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We appreciate that you're journeying with us. I think we're going to wrap it up here.
Yeah. So just a couple little things just to remember. Number one, please get to confession during this time of Advent. There's probably tons of penitential services going on in your area. Please find one. Number two, please pray a daily rosary. Our Lady has asked that of us, and we are her children, so we should listen.
And we'll link at the end of this video for that so you can pray along with us.
Okay. Number three, if you want to read along with the readings by St. Alphonsus, Ken will put that in the description below, and you can read along if you'd like, but you don't have to.
And number four, if you'd like these emails emailed to you every day in your inbox, there's a link in the description where you can join and then see our smiley faces in your inbox.
Hopefully they're smiley.
And comment below, share with us what stood out to you and why, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, come divine Messiah, the world in silence waits the day when hope shall sing its triumph and sadness flee away.